Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank Business, banking for good. Member FDIC.
Jason Lockenfora of CBS Sports put out an article, a piece on Sunday morning. And it caught a lot of people around here off guard. To a certain measurement, and really a large portion of this sports market has been talking about this piece for about the last 72 hours or so, and we wanted to tap into the source himself, the guy who wrote the piece. Jason Lockenfora of CBS Sports drops by Stokely and Zach. Hey, Jason, appreciate your time here. You're on with Brandon Stokely and Zach By here on The Fan in Denver. Appreciate a couple minutes. As I just kind of said, when you put out this piece Sunday morning, really a large portion of our sporting market has been talking about the details in your piece for about the last 72 hours. So we appreciate you coming by. I just want to lead with this, though, Jason. It's been an unusual response to your piece where there's actually been a large portion of this community, whether it be media members or even from within the Broncos facility, that has basically refuted the details in your piece, saying that, you know, this is a bunch of bunk, it's not true. And I'm just curious, as a guy who wrote that piece, what's your response to that?
Oh, come on. Like, they would come out and say, yeah, you know what, it's really bad. We're sick of being screamed at on headsets. We're sick of only having conversations about football. We're sick of this sort of gruff demeanor. We're sick of always being wrong. Like, I don't put much stock in a response. I get it. That's what people do. That's how teams work, right? That's PR. But I had three different people, all with direct knowledge of that situation and in that building, reach out to me over the course of 2 weeks and say, yeah, I saw that little note you wrote there. You don't know the half of it. Okay, well, what's going on? Okay, well, that's one person. We'll see. And then a couple days later, somebody else. Hey, I saw that column you wrote, about all the first-time head coaches and the struggles. Well, it's worse than you think in Denver. Really? Okay, well, you're there. What do you know? Wow, okay, that sounds just like what that other guy told me. And then the following week, but I'm like, let's see where it goes. You know, I'll keep flushing it out so I don't report anything that week. Then the following week, a third person says, hey, what are you hearing about Denver? Okay. Well, what's your experience been? Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that pretty much aligns with everything I've heard. So at that point, I'm sorry, I got three people corroborating, saying the same story to me. I'm not even fishing for it. It finds me. And then you do some additional reporting, and you're like, yeah, there's some problems there. Now, will they turn it around? Will they resolve them? Will interpersonal dynamics get better? Will, you know, his ability to connect with coaches and players get better? I mean, it certainly could. He's not by any means young in his coaching career. He's certainly young and a novice head coach. So we'll see where it goes. But at that point, I'm sorry, that's a story.
We're visiting with Jason Lockenfora. Jason, Brandon Stokely here. Thank you again for joining us. Now, with the people that you have talked to, do you feel like Vic has lost this locker room and possibly the trust of his offensive coaches?
I don't know about that. I don't even, we're talking 10 games. I mean, that probably has to be earned before it can be lost or whatever else. There were certainly big problems with him and Emmanuel Sanders, and, you know, that guy basically went AWOL on the team and got himself traded. Other guys, I think, are probably more bought in than some. In terms of the staff, on the offensive side of the ball, it's been rough going over there. And, they feel like the feedback has been sort of overbearing and really in real time on Sundays a lot of times. More negative than positive, making things harder than they have to be. Can those things be worked through? Sure. You got a first-time offensive coordinator there. You got a staff where there's some guys there who weren't really a part of that scheme before and who you know, a little bit of sort of a hodgepodge. So that's going to take some time as well. The quarterback, you know, Flacco doesn't really fit the scheme, but, you know, he was the first guy up and they traded for him. And, you know, that sort of was what it was. So there's room for improvement, but it certainly was a situation that has been getting worse and not better. I can't predict the future, but, you know, at the time of what I wrote, all my reporting, that's what it led me to.
Jason Lockenfor of CBS Sports joining us here on Stokely and Zach on The Fan in Denver. Jason, a part of the dynamic at work here, and this is just me sort of, you know, deduction skills, Vic Fangio gets hired. John Elway tries to have Gary Kubiak be his offensive coordinator. Gary wants to bring his guys, Rick Dennison, yeah. Brian Perriani. Vic yeah. says no. Those guys go to Minnesota. John wants to run a certain style of an offense, so it's got to be this style. So we got to find a coach that can run this.
Yes.
They hire Rich Scangarello, and the offense, year over year, has gotten worse. It's gotten significantly worse. It's one of the six or seven worst offenses in football, and if you're Vic, and this isn't your guy, and your offense is struggling, he's probably looking at that guy with some real disdain and venom. Could you see how this could just go down this road?
Well, I think there's some things there that had they kept Kubiak, I think, you know, the Kubiak version of the outside zone run game, I mean, that's Rich, like, Scangarello. Well, he came from Kyle, you know what I mean? He came from Kyle, and all that goes back to Mike Shanahan. So, you know, I think Mike Munchak, as great of a guy as he is and as elite of a coach as he is, it's a little bit, you know, the way he teaches it, I think, is a little different than all the nuances of what sort of Kyle has evolved it to and where it is right now. So I think that was a feeling out process, and you're right. There was a whole sequence of events that led to Vic, you know, taking the job as the head coach in the first place that, you know, everything wasn't seamless, so you kind of come into it maybe with some rough edges, and then you go, whatever, 3-7 on top of it, and, you know, you're looking at the, what, three straight losing seasons for the first time since the franchise,
yep.
you know, came over from the AFL,
yep.
and there's tensions on everybody, and, you know, Elway no longer has the Midas touch, and people are asking questions about the future of the franchise and asking questions about ownership, and, yeah, it's a difficult set of circumstances for a veteran head coach to juggle, you know what I mean? Much less a guy who's been given this opportunity for the first time.
Yeah, and I'm glad you just mentioned that, because one of the most interesting big picture portions of your piece that you put out Sunday morning, and if you're just joining us, we're with Jason Lockenfor of CBS Sports, in your very last paragraph, and I think really the last sentence, you talk about the dynamics at play here at the very top of the organization, and you say Elway and team president Joe Ellis essentially have autonomy to run the club as it operates within the trust set up by the late owner Pat Bowlen. Though, and here's where you really got me, you said, though, by 2021, some league and ownership sources believe this team could be positioned for sale pending various lawsuits it is facing from Bolin's heirs. There is serious infighting within this family. They have court cases that are tied up and seemingly will be tied up for the foreseeable future. But you put a specific date there, 2021. Can you just expand a little bit more on that?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of super rich people who are interested in buying into the NFL. And the buying into the NFL is, you know, we're removed from 2016 and all the political tumult, right? The broadcast rights are about to go for sale. Every week you see the press releases from Fox and from CBS and from, you know, best ratings ever, best week ever. You know, you've got the influx of gambling money that's about to come into this thing. You're on the cusp of a new CBA that would provide, you know, at least another 5 to 6 years of labor security. We just had a dude pay $2.3 billion cash for the Carolina Panthers, right, who don't have all the creature comforts and all the stadium upgrades that Denver has. You know, they don't have the depth of Denver's football history. That was an expansion team, you know, in my lifetime. Obviously, the Denver Broncos predate me. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why that team could be super attractive to people who could cut a check for cash that make all 32 owners richer in the process. I know that, I guess, you know, at some point we'll have the transition where, I guess, Brittany Bowlen will take over for a period of time. But I'm not sure that, you know, she's going to have forever to try to get the family unified and to try to get everybody on the same page and to get, you know, the league office thinking, yeah, we can leave this as is. There's a lot to be sorted out. And nothing's going to happen in 2020, you know? I mean, that I don't know anybody who thinks 2020 is a realistic timetable for these conversations to be had. But by the spring 2021 meeting, you know, that big ownership meeting, if there isn't any closure on this, and if there are a bunch of willing buyers out there fighting each other, you know, with checkbooks in hand, and things are still pretty messy in Denver, and the team is still on a slide, at that point, a potential four-year slide, then, yeah, I think that's when questions would start being asked.
And we're visiting with Jason Lockham for. Jason, thank you for your time again. In your piece, when you're talking about Vic Fangio and his questioning of the offensive play calling, you know, you said there's a negative reaction to almost every offensive play call. Now, you're talking about during the game.
Over the headset.
Now, from what you hear from the people that you have talked to, does this continue throughout the course of the week? Is this just on game days? Is this a constant theme with Vic and his questioning of, because Vic is a defensive guy. You know, Vic really cares about the defense. He doesn't even, you know, at practice, you don't even see him on the offensive side. He's over there on the defensive side, and he doesn't pay a whole lot of attention to the offensive side of the football. Does this continue for Vic during the course of the week?
I don't know. I would be guessing. You know what I mean? My reporting was focused in terms of these issues and these sort of gripes or grievances was more about game day. You know what I mean? People weren't offering up a whole bunch of stuff about practices, and really I wasn't asking a whole lot of questions. So I'm not sure, but this was multiple people telling me, you know, that game days are rough.
All right, last one before we let you go, and Jason Lockford of CBS Sports, you went on the Tony Kornheiser podcast here in just the last couple days, and you referenced that Vic, although not being mentioned with the one-and-done coaches, you believe he could be fired after 1 year. And the question I have is are you hearing from sources rumors of that, or are you just using your own deduction skills?
Yeah, I'm just saying that's a situation I'm keeping an eye on. You know what I mean? As somebody who covers the entire league and this trend of the 2019 head coaching class, by and large, even experienced guys like Bruce Arians and Adam Gase having their share of issues, that it's something I'm watching. I'm sure if you asked anybody in that organization, they'd stop. I'd say nothing to see here, and we would never even consider it, and that's not what we do, and yada, yada, yada. Although I would say John Elway ruminated fairly publicly about firing Vance Joseph after a year, or at least enough inside the building so everybody knew that Vance's butt was in the balance and then decided to keep him. You guys are there. You're in the market. Like, this isn't the Denver Broncos, right? Like, in November, Denver Broncos, you're talking about playoff seeding, and you're talking about who can knock them out of the playoffs, and you're talking about, you know, how crazy the stadium's going to be for the playoff run. I mean, this has become a thing for them for multiple years now. And Joe Ellis isn't going anywhere, and John Elway isn't going anywhere, and Vic Fangio very well may not be going anywhere. But I think it would be naive of somebody who does what I do when you're asked about situations, you know, where – as you have to keep an eye on that. That's one for me. I mean, the defense just, you know, did a historically significant thing on Sunday, not for good reasons. So, yeah, I mean, do they finish 3-13? Do they finish, you know, whatever, 8-7, you know, whatever, 8-8 or whatever? I don't know, but I'm certainly keeping an eye on it.
Sure. We really appreciate your time. Jason Lockenfor of CBS Sports, we know you're busy. Thanks for squeezing us in here this afternoon.
No worries. Have a good day.
Thanks. All right, you too.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.